The Quickies on In.com.
A new day means new updates only here on In.com's Quickies. My name is Arjun and it's time to bring you up to speed. Arjun Rampal and Gabriela Dimitriadis met during a T20 tournament, fell in love, and now they've got some good news. And by good news, I mean they have been blessed with a baby boy. Yes, last evening, Gabriela was admitted at Hinduja Hospital in Mumbai due to labor pain, but it was worth it because they now have a little munchkin in their life. And in order to show their love and support, Gabriela's parents have flown down from South Africa to be with their darling daughter and grandchild. And it's even more special since it's her first baby, unlike Arjun, who already has two daughters, 17-year-old Mahika and 14-year-old Myra, with his ex-wife Meher Jessia. Anyway, his daughters in a bunch of viral pictures were spotted visiting the hospital to greet their stepbrother. In an earlier interview with Mumbai Mirror, Arjun has stressed on how important it was for his daughters to accept his new relationship by saying, "It's only been a year since we started dating and here we are. For keeps, I must add that it was of prime importance that my daughters should accept her as a part of the family. I'm blessed that they have, no questions asked." So, looks like everything is working out for him, which is great. And on behalf of In.com, congratulations to the lovely couple. And just in case you're listening, please share pictures of your beautiful baby boy soon. Akshay Kumar is currently busy filming for his cop drama Suryavanshi, but before that, we will be seeing him in Mission Mangal. The film is based on India's first interplanetary expedition, the Mars Orbiter mission, and is dedicated to everyone working in ISRO. The teaser trailer released some time ago and the hype train was boarding within a few hours after that. All the fans were eagerly waiting and super excited for the official trailer, which is finally out. Apart from Akshay, the stellar cast involves Sonakshi Sinha, Vidya Balan, Tapsee Pannu, Sharman Joshi, Nithya Menon and Kirti Kulhari. And with such names, it's really hard to keep calm, but looks like the wait was worth it because the trailer is well received so far. And Bollywood's Khiladi really knows how to work the crowd, because hours before the release of the official trailer, on his Instagram, he posted a behind the scenes picture of him and the main cast, and each of them was spotted with their respective designations in the film. You can find this picture on Aki's IG and in.com as well. Nevertheless, directed by Jagan Shakti, the film is going to hit the silver screens next month on 15th August, India's Independence Day. Varun Dhawan is dancing away to glory. The reason for it? He is busy rehearsing and filming for his upcoming movie Street Dancer 3D. He plays an Indian dancer brought up in London, and his character being a dancer requires him to work on his dance skills pretty much every day. And he's been taking it very seriously to the point that not even an injury can stop him. Yeah, that's how dedicated he is. Recently, after twisting his knee during a rehearsal session with Remo D'Souza, he just continued dancing. A source revealed to Mumbai Mirror that Varun has been working on getting some difficult Bhangra steps correctly, and this is in addition with other dance forms such as urban and street hip-hop. Anyway, he twisted his left knee but refused to take any breaks despite that. All he did was get it taped to support the muscles and then carried on. That really shows a great amount of perseverance, so kudos to him for that. However, actors getting injured on set or rehearsals is not new. Recently, it happened to Siddharth Roy Kapoor while shooting an intense scene for Kalank. It happened to Alia Bhatt while she was filming an action scene for her upcoming movie Brahmastra. And the list goes on. But all this is part of the game, and them braving through it just to provide entertainment to the viewers is highly commendable. Good job, guys. One of the biggest global icons turned 37 today. It's Priyanka Chopra's birthday, and she has a lot, and by a lot I mean plenty and more, to be happy about considering everything that she's achieved so far. Be it a national award for her acting skills or being recognized as an international singer, she has been dominating various industries like a boss. Even though she hasn't posted anything herself, her fans have managed to get a hold of a video which is currently making the rounds online. In the video, there is a three-tier cake being brought in for the actress on a film set, while everyone present are singing happy birthday to her. It's really sweet, and we are assuming that this video is from the present year. Anyway, it's insane to list down her achievements, but here's her career timeline in a nutshell. She won the Miss World pageant in 2000, 3 years later first appeared on the silver screen in the film The Hero, Love Story of a Spy, and then consistently grew as an actress and gave some really memorable performances in films like Fashion fashion, Barfi, Saat Khoon Maaf, to name a few. Last year, she was named among the 100 most powerful women in the world, got featured in Variety's list of the 500 most influential business leaders in the world, ranked first on the Hollywood Reporter's ranking of global celebrity social media climbers, and after an extremely successful career in Bollywood, she made her mark internationally as well with her Hollywood debut in Baywatch and starring in the American TV show Quantico. Whew. That is one hell of a resume. More power to you, PC, and on behalf of everyone at in.com, wishing you a super duper happy birthday. Hope you have many, many, many more. After a not-so-secret wedding in Vegas and then an official wedding in Italy, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are currently honeymooning. And if you follow either of them on social media, it's unlikely that your feed is not filled with some stunning pictures from their fancy vacation, which began in Maldives and extended to Italy. Be it sunbathing with cocktails by the oceans, to playing chess, to munching on some delicious sushi, these pictures are giving us some serious goals. However, it is one of their latest picture which captures love ever so perfectly. The newlyweds are sitting in some restaurant and Joe is seen kissing Sophie's forehead. It is absolutely adorable. It's amazing to see how they are super into each other, because in an earlier interview with the Rolling Stone, Sophie had said that she wasn't expecting to get engaged in her early 20s. In fact, she was preparing to remain single for the rest of her life, but all that changed because she found the right person. I'm sure all her fans, including myself, are really happy for her, and more so because her Game of Thrones character Sansa Stark has been nominated for the Emmys this year. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, including a happily ever after. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.